Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting third. The center fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Wilson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hector Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holcomb. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Holcomb. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tom Wright. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Rapp. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Thomas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Young moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. Young moves to third. Marion moves to second. One out. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Young scores. Marion moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Holcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holcomb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marion hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Marion reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holcomb spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Holcomb. Marion moves to third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marion scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Massey and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Raff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Rapp strikes out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Phil Massey. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Sheely pinch hits for Ken Holcomb. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Howie Judson now pitching. Bud Sheely now catching. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. Garver takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young bunts towards the mound. Judson juggles the ball. That's an error on Judson. Garver moves to second. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Marion bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Garver moves to third. Young moves to second. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garver scores. Young scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Rapp hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive towards first. Goldsberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goldsberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goldsberry moves to second. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garver hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goldsberry scores. Courtney moves to second. It's 6-0, Browns. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Marion hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Brown now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Rivera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Wilson is chasing the ball. Rivera rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 7-0, Browns. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright strikes out. One out. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Rapp hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Goldsberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Goldsberry reaches second base with a double. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goldsberry scores. It's 8-0, Browns. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Nicholas pinch hits for Hal Brown. Don Nicolas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicolas hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Garver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicolas for the out. One out. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marv Grissom now pitching. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Marion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.